Oh, then I see Queen Mab hath been with you. She is the fairy's midwife, and she comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone on the forefinger of an alderman, drawn with a team of little atomies athwart men's noses as they lie asleep. Her wagon spokes made of long spider's legs, the cover of the wings of grasshoppers, the traces of the smallest spider's web, the collars of the moonshine's watery beams, her whip of cricket's bone, the lash of film. Her wagoner, a small gray-coated gnat, not so big as a round little worm, pricked from the lazy finger of a maid. Her chariot is an empty hazelnut made by the joiner squirrel or old grub, time out of mind, the fairy's coachmakers. And in this state she gallops night by night through lovers' brains, and then they dream of love, or courtiers' knees that dream on courses straight, or lawyers' fingers who straight dream on fees, or ladies' lips who straight on kisses dream, which oft the angry Mab with blisters plagues, because their breaths with sweetmeats tainted are. Sometimes she gallops o'er a courtier's nose, and then dreams he of smelling out a suit. And sometime comes she with a tithe pig's tail, tickling a parson's nose as he lies asleep. Then dreams he of another benefice. Sometime she drieth over a soldier's neck, and then dreams he of cutting foreign throats, of breeches and buscados, Spanish blades of helts 5 fathom deep, and then anon drums in his ear, at which he starts and wakes, and being thus frighted, swears a prayer or two, and sleeps again. This is that very Mab that plaits the manes of horses in the night, and bakes the elf locks of foul, sluttish hairs, which once untangled, much misfortune bodes. This is the hag, when maids lie on their backs, that presses them and learns them first to bear, making them women of good care.